This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Jacob McClelland. 2012 was a weird year for weather. A drought gripped much of the Midwest, a drought that has dropped Missouri River levels to near record lows. Just how weird was the weather in 2012, and will it be even weirder this year? I'm joined now by Dr. Pat Ganan. He's the Missouri State Climatologist. Dr. Ganan, thank you for your time.
Hi, Jacob. Thanks for having me.
Now, let's start with the drought and kind of put it into some historical perspective. When was the last time that we've really seen anything like this?
Well, I'll speak for Missouri as a whole, and the numbers are indicating at the end of the year that 2012 will be our driest year since 1980. So we have to go back over 30 years to find dryness of this magnitude. And at the end of 2012, we are still in a moderate to severe drought situation throughout much of the state, and water resources are still well below normal. We accumulated a significant deficit in 2012, and for the state as a whole, it was more than 10 inches below normal. And so we have a ways to go. By no means are we out of the situation yet, and it's dryness we haven't seen in more than 30 years.
And of course, you know, being 10 inches in deficit, just because the calendar turns a year, that doesn't mean you start over fresh.
By no means, exactly. The deficit continues to accumulate, and we're hoping, you know, obviously for a pattern change that will lead to more precipitation events. But unfortunately, in Missouri, the winter season is the dry season. And so it was unlikely we were going to eliminate the deficit that we accumulated last year. And I think the best chances for recovery were across southeastern Missouri in your area, because winter precipitation totals are generally heavier climatologically across southeastern Missouri. Anywhere from about 10 to more than 12 inches of precipitation occurs between December and February. And of course, there have been more precipitation events this winter across southeastern Missouri, with the snow events as of late, some big snow totals back in December. And so there's been somewhat of a little bit of recovery. I think the best recovery has been in southeastern parts of the state. A worsening situation as you go northwestward through the state, especially northwestern Missouri, where they've accumulated deficits in 2012 that exceeded a foot, and they haven't had much precipitation this winter, and that's typical. Generally, only about 2 to 3, maybe even 4 inches of precip occurs from December through February across northern parts of the state, and so we have still a significant deficit that stands to this day across that part of Missouri.
Now, you had mentioned that 2012 was the driest year since 1980. Prior to that, even, I mean, how many other droughts were comparable to what we've seen thus far?
Well, it all depends on how you look at the drought situation. The heart of this drought, the most intense part of it, occurred generally for the state as a whole from about May through the end of August, during the heart of the growing season. You cannot pick a worse time of year to have a drought impact Missouri. In southeastern parts of the state, I do want to preface that drought started in April. April was very dry in southeastern Missouri. In fact, southeast Missouri had one of their driest springs on record and one of their driest April through June periods on record. So overall, the situation was really bad during the growing season. And when you provide a historical perspective to look at other growing seasons where it was really bad across the state of Missouri, you have to go all the way back to the 1930s, say 1934, 1936. There was a very dry growing season back in 1901. And then also in the 50s, we had some dry periods. 1953 sticks out particularly. So 2012 ranked right up there with situations that we saw back in the early 1900s, back in the 1930s, and the 1950s.
Well, so it's been dry, but we're not quite reaching those dust bowl levels quite yet.
Well, the 1930s was more of a decade long drought here in the middle part of the country. Missouri, of course, experienced that, and this, for the most part, is, you know, historically, the drought we experienced in 2012 is a fairly young one. We really didn't start to accumulate deficits starting perhaps in some parts of the state in the fall of 2011, And then the things really started to ramp up last spring, in the spring of 2012. And when you look at droughts that we've had in the past, particularly in the 1930s and the 1950s, the 1950s, we had a five-year period from 1952 to 1956 with incredible drought across much of Missouri. And things really haven't been bad when you look up more recently. In fact, over the past 30 years or so, it's been one of unprecedented wetness across Missouri. The droughts that we've seen in the past have not been near as frequent over the past few decades. There are only a handful of years where you can find some really dry spells. In fact, 2008 was Missouri's wettest year on record. 2009 ranked in the top 10 wettest years on record. And so historically, what we're seeing now is somewhat young compared to some of the longer-term droughts that we've seen in the past.
Well, you mentioned the wetness of 2008 and 2011 was another very wet year for
actually,
the region.
Actually, that's a good point. And most notable across southeastern Missouri, 2011
sure.
was very wet in southeastern Missouri. I think it ranked in the top five wettest. And on the flip side, 2010 was very dry in southeastern Missouri. And so you've gone from one extreme to another within 3 years.
Well, let's talk just a little bit about that, about those extreme flips. Is this some, kind of becoming the new normal almost, either feast or famine or flood or drought?
No, not when you look at history and what the records provide, and I'll speak on behalf of precipitation records, we have seen these extremes before. More notably, when I think of the 1950s, of course, was extreme in regard to the droughty periods we saw from 1952 to 1956, and then 1957 turned out to be one of the wettest years on record, especially across southeastern Missouri, where average precipitation totals for the year of 1957 were in excess of 70 inches. In fact, a few locations in southeast Missouri down in the Boot Heel reported more than 90 inches of rain in 1957. So
wow.
you really can't get more of an extreme when you go from that historic drought in the 1950s up through 1956 and then unprecedented wetness back in 1957 across southeastern Missouri.
How about the heat in 2012? Was this also one of the hottest years on record?
Yes, exactly. And you know, that's sort of the drought situation, of course, overshadowed another just as an impressive statistic that we had in Missouri. It was our warmest year on record, and we have established temperature records, instrumental temperature records that go back to 1895, and you will not find a warmer year than 2012. And indeed, what's been unusual about this has been incredibly persistent, the above normal months. We've only had, I think it was 1 month, September, with below normal temperatures, and yet since about the spring of 2010, we've had an incredible string of many above normal temperature months, and 2012 especially, starting in the spring, we had an incredibly warm March. It was our warmest March on record. We had temperature departures from normal that were running 14 degrees above normal for the month of March.
Wow.
Which is incredible. Actually, yeah, the March of 2012 was warmer than an average April month, so that really provides a perspective on how incredibly warm March was. April was very warm. May was very warm. It was our warmest spring on record. We had a somewhat of a hot summer, and then that warmth persisted into the fall, into the last month. December also was an above normal temperature month, running about 4 to 5 degrees above normal across the state. And so when we look at all those months, from January up through December of 2012, it will go down in the record books as the warmest on record and the warmest since 1938. 1938, prior to 2012, was our warmest year on record.
Do we typically find this, that the heat and the drought will come together like this?
There is a relationship, especially during the growing season. When we go, like this year, when we went from spring into summer, of course, the dryness started to evolve in the spring, and we had some incredible evaporative loss from surface water, from the soil profile, as well as the moisture that has transpired through vegetation. And when you start to evaporate all that moisture and you dry out the soil profile, when vegetation becomes stressed and wants to retain that moisture, then that much more of the sun's energy can go into baking the atmosphere, and that literally is what happened. We had some very low humidities, And water vapor or evaporation uses quite a bit of the sun's energy, and when the moisture is not there, then that much more of the sun's energy is used to bake the surface. And that's why we saw these consistent days with high temperatures into the 90s, into the 100s, starting in June and going into July and August.
Now, we've talked a lot about the drought and the heat. Was there really anything else notable about 2012 weather-wise?
Well, I guess on the flip side, of course, with the drought, you have less thunderstorm activity, and so I haven't seen I haven't tallied up the numbers yet in regard to tornadoes, reported tornadoes, but 2012 will go down as a below normal year in regard to tornadoes experienced in Missouri. In fact, I think some of the figures are indicated it could be for the United States as a whole, it could rank as one of the lowest tornadic years on record, because not only was Missouri impacted by severe drought, it was a large part of the country. Generally, I think it was by the end of the summer, more than two-thirds of the United States was in some form of drought. And, of course, with the droughty conditions, we didn't see a lot of thunderstorm activity. And generally, you know, tornadic activity is associated with thunderstorms. So we saw very low tornado counts in 2012 because of the drought.
What can we expect for the rest of this year, for 2013?
Well, that's a great question, and I know that there are people out there who do give forecasts on what to expect, but I will say, you know, I don't really go out on that limb because it's broken too many times. And I will say that, you know, no one saw the drought of 2012 coming as early as this spring. No one had predicted a drought of this magnitude to impact the country, and yet it did. And similarly, no one can tell you exactly what 2013 is going to bring us with regard to precipitation. I will say, you know, we have seen extreme changes from one extreme to another, not only in the temperature category, but in the precipitation category. And we can go back through historic records in Missouri and find many instances where we've gone from extreme wetness to extreme dryness and vice versa. And so it's too early to really put a definitive on what we're going to see for the growing season in 2013. I will say that, you know, the stage is set for us to go into the growing season with a deficit, especially across perhaps northern and central parts of the state, southwestern parts of Missouri. And so there might be a little bit more of a vulnerability to slip back into a growing season drought.
Dr. Pat Ganan is the Missouri State Climatologist. Thank you so much for talking with us today. It's been a pleasure.
You bet, Jacob. Thank you.